Welcome, everyone, to Living the Good Life from Beacon of Hope Ministries in Clearwater, Florida. We're very glad that you're joining us today. This is Pastor Marcia McAllister, and this show is in our ninth year. And what a blessing it is to us at Beacon of Hope to be able to be here on the air all these years, every Sunday afternoon, with all of you. So some of you listen to us on the weekends through the syndication that we have with StarComRadioNetwork.com. There's four words there. You might write those down because you can catch this show every Saturday and Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern. StarComRadioNetwork.com every Saturday and every Sunday at 10 a.m. Eastern. So whatever we do today will be on this coming weekend. So don't forget that and write that down somewhere. 10 a.m. Eastern, Saturday and Sunday, StarComRadioNetwork.com. We're so blessed to be a part of that network also that is in several cities across the United States and several countries. So the growth of this show happened really about a year ago when January, when we partnered up with StarCom Radio Network. So we love the people over there, Ed Till and everyone else, and we're glad to be a part of that, along with our partnership here with TanTalk1340.com, www.TanTalk1340.com, right here in Clearwater, Florida. So wherever you are today, we hope you are having great weather. We hope you are blessed. We are having a cloudy day and rain is approaching to Clearwater, Florida, but that's okay because we haven't had any of that rain stuff for quite a while. So we're all right with that. Betty and Megan, mother and daughter from my Indiana church when I pastored up there, who are a part of this radio team, will be joining me on this show today in just a little while. And so we look forward to that. And as all of our listeners and all of our radio team members, you know, it's a partnership here. And we just appreciate, I appreciate as Pastor of Beacon of Hope, I appreciate our radio contributors, Pastor Jim, my associate pastor, Nathan, Nan, and then our Indiana coalition up there from that church, Cindy Logan, Betty Thomas, and her daughter Megan Kramer. So that's this radio team here for Living the Good Life. And so we're glad you're joining us today, and it's going to be a great show. God has been doing an awful lot, and I want to tell you just a quick update on our ministry in Mexico. Some of you know that I flew down there at the beginning part of February and stayed a couple weeks and began, took all this radio equipment and began our radio station down there. We're not quite on the air yet in Puebla, Mexico, but we will be very soon. This is a large town, 2.5 million people or more. It's an absolutely gorgeous town. Some of you are friends with me on Facebook. If you want to be friends with me on Facebook, then Marcia McAllister, just go there and send me a friend request. Because I sent so many amazing, amazing pictures from our stay in Mexico, ministering those couple weeks, preached in the church there, Nueva Esperanza, got to know a lot of people. I grew up in Central America for a few years as a child when my parents were missionaries, so it's a really good fit for me to be back among what I call mi gente, which is my people, from years back, being able to be back with the Latin culture, speaking Spanish, preaching in Spanish, singing in Spanish. Pretty cool. Really great. And I love it. And I loved my time there in Puebla. I will be going back again soon. And we are going to be branching out Beacon of Hope Ministries, which is global. And our website, by the way, is www.bohmglobal.com. BOHM stands for Beacon of Hope Ministries. So let me give that to you again also, www.bohmglobal.com. About 3 years ago, we changed our other website address from beaconofhopeministries.com to bohmglobal.com in preparation for what we knew God had told us he was going to do. Expand our borders. We were going to go outside our walls. We were going to reach people we had never reached before. And we knew all this, but we didn't know how it was going to unfold. And so maybe about 3 years ago, we changed to www.bohmglobal.com. So you can go to our website, check it out. Soon we will be linked with the radio station, the new one in Puebla is going to be called Radio Libre Soy, which means Radio Free I Am, or I Am Free. In Spanish, you say things kind of backwards sometimes. So Radio Libre Soy. And so we will have a link there soon in the next couple weeks. And if some of you out there speak Spanish and would like to hear some programming on our sister station there in Puebla, then that would be great. And you will be able to do that through our website, which is, again, www.bohmglobal.com. With all that said, I'm really looking forward to this show. It's going to be great. God is going to bless us mightily. Let's pray, and then let's get to our first song. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you for what you're doing in each of our lives. We thank you for the teaching that just came through on the show right before us, and what a blessing that is. Now, such good people as they bring forth your word week after week. And Lord, we just thank you for this show as we begin it today, that we will be filled with your Holy Spirit overflowing, that your word will come forth in a mighty way, that the songs will speak to our listeners, and that Betty and Megan and I will be able to share the truths from the book of Matthew that you want us to share, and that our listeners, whether they be here locally or be on a global platform, that they would be able to receive what you would have them receive through this show today. God, you get all the glory and the praise. We love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. We're going to start with one of my favorite songs, actually. And it's by C.C. Winans, and it's entitled, His Strength is Perfect. Because there's so many times in our lives, dear ones, when we feel weak, we feel like we can't go on, we feel like we don't have the answers for the problems we're encountering. This song will speak to you. I love it. His strength is perfect.
I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. But sometimes I success to show.
is God. Woo, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. He'll carry us when we can't carry on. That's what he wants to do for you today, my friend. He wants to remind you that there is no problem, no situation in your life that is too big and too impossible for God. I just read this morning in Matthew chapter 19, verse 26, there is nothing that is impossible with God, nothing. And so we praise him for that. Whatever your situation is today, we are going to believe that God is going to remind you through this show that there is no situation that you have found yourself in right now that is too big for God to be able to help you with it. There is no situation too big for God. I think we have Betty and Megan on the line, right?
Yes. Betty is here.
Betty is there? All right.
Megan's here.
Megan's there? Okay. So happy to have you both, mother and daughter, from Connersville, Indiana. That's a long way up there. And do you have snow and ice, or do you have sunshine and rain?
It's raining here. We just broke up.
It's raining, but it's warm.
Oh, that's good. All right. Raining but warm, that's not bad.
Not warm
right?
enough for mom, though, but it's warm.
Okay. Well, you know, your mom's getting older there, Megan. And she just
had,
you know, her blood's getting kind of thin.
Yeah, I know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We got down in Florida with all you older people.
That's right. You know what? Down here, our blood definitely is thin, so that's for sure. But anyway, I'm so glad you're both on the show today. And we have such a great radio team, and it is so fun to share God's truths. And that first song I began with today, His Strength is Perfect When Our Strength is Gone. Megan, can you relate to that? Are there ever times that you have to draw on His strength?
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? Most of the time it's daily.
It's daily? I get
yeah,
it.
Absolutely.
I get it. Yes.
There's always something. I mean, there really is. There's always something. But, you know, like you said, there's nothing too great that he can't handle because, you know, he raised his son from the dead.
Amen.
So
amen.
Look at what he can
do. Woo! Yeah, and we're getting ready to celebrate that two
amen.
Weeks from today. And so, you know, it's all about the fact that Jesus was sent here by his Father to show us the Father, to teach us the heart of the Father, and then to fulfill his destiny, which was to go to that cross and to go willingly and to give up his spirit, to give up his life right there on the cross, and yet be raised again 3 days later. And I don't know about y'all, but that is a really fantastic, amazing, most wonderful miracle. There's no miracle that's greater than the resurrection of Jesus. Would you both agree? Would either of you agree?
Oh, amen.
Amen. Talk to us about that, Betty, because we are getting very close to Resurrection Day. And let me throw this in before you comment here. We at Beacon of Hope are going to have a special Sunday morning, Easter Sunday morning service this year. We're going to do it differently. We're going to the Dunedin Causeway. And because there are so many churches that are there doing sunrise services, which we always used to do, we're going to change it up a little bit. And we're going to have a 9 a.m. service as you approach the Dunedin Causeway. We will be on your right as you're going towards the Gulf of Mexico, a group of us, and just look for my little red Mini Cooper, and that's where we will be. And that will be at 9 a.m. on Easter Sunday morning, and everyone is welcome, of course, to join us. So, Betty, go ahead. Let's talk about this. What a wonderful event, the resurrection of Jesus.
Well, I tell you, the resurrection showed a lot of people that our God does reign.
Amen.
And that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Oh yeah!
And when he did that, I think that it caused a lot of people to turn away from the things that they were intrigued by in this world, and that they sold out to the Lord and decided to serve him.
Amen.
And I think that it turned. Oh, a lot of the Pharisees and all the Sadducees and all the C's decided that maybe they were wrong and
right.
that they had misjudged him. And I think that's what we're going to talk about today, is some of the things that were in our hearts that come out of our mouth that maybe they they had put their feet in their mouth, and the only time they opened their mouth was to change feet.
All right, Betty Thomas, that's all right. That's good. Okay.
Well, it is. And I think that, you know, that's what we've done today, is when people realize what Jesus did when he rose from the dead.
Amen.
That it does bring people to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ.
Oh, amen. Praise God. And we'll talk more about the resurrection next Sunday, which is Palm Sunday, and then 2 weeks from today. But let's go to Matthew 15 right now. And the Pharisees and the religion leaders, the people, the scholars, came to Jesus, and they were criticizing him. And as you said, Betty, that is what they did all the time, was criticize, right? And they said, "Why do your disciples play fast and loose with the rules?" But Jesus put it back right on them. "Why do you use your rules to play fast and loose with God's commands?" And then he said, the Bible says to respect your father and mother, yet some of you say, "Oh, father and mother, I would love to help you, but I have to give what I have to God." And he basically says, you know what? That's not respecting your parents. And you cancel God's command by your rules. And I love the fact that Jesus calls these religious leaders right on the carpet and says, wait a minute, guys. You're constantly criticizing Jesus and his disciples, yet you're living by rules, and some of you are violating your own rules, you know? And that's exactly what was going on. And I don't know what verse this is, but he quotes, "These people make a big show of saying the right thing, but their heart isn't in it. They act like they're worshiping me, but they don't mean it. They just use me as a cover for teaching whatever suits their fancy." All right, Megan, talk to us about that, because these religious leaders were doing everything they could to put Jesus down, to stop his ministry, to do anything they could to, to basically destroy his credibility. That's what I'm looking for.
Absolutely, and it's sad, because, you know, here is God walking the earth.
Right.
And there are people that were trying to speak that what he was saying was untrue, trying to say that what they were doing was better. They were judging him.
Right.
And, you know, and they have followers, of course, but they were going against all of the commandments that were set forth by God back in the Old Testament, but yet they were breaking the law themselves, and
they were.
It doesn't make any sense. It's like an oxymoron.
Yeah,
you know, you're saying one thing, and then you're doing the same thing you tell other people not to do, and it's just like God to call them out. It's like,
oh, absolutely.
Hey, wait a minute here. You know, you can't walk around and speak of all of these rules, but yet you break them. That's not
exactly right. But don't we have that today, Betty, in our society? Don't we have religious people that will preach one thing and live another? I mean, isn't that something that we have all encountered in our lives with the religious community in some form or another?
Oh, yes. And I think it's been going on. Well, if it's been going on back in biblical times, I'm sure that it's escalated, here in the 21st century.
Yes.
It's amazing to me how people can be so judgmental,
right,
of say, a person's religion, or how people, their perspective on life, but yet they live a life with sin and degradation. And then they go back into church on Sunday, and they're an elder.
Right.
And
they can't
quite see,
yes,
what they're doing in their own life, that they have to, you know, be able to, can't take the stone out of their own eye or the log out of their own eye, someone else's eye, when they can't take it out of themselves.
Absolutely. But you know what? This problem is what gives Christians a bad name when we stand and preach one thing and can't live it. Don't right. live it. Megan, talk to me about that, because Jesus is on this. He's not letting these guys go just because they've got some title of rabbi or scholar or whatever their titles were back then. He is not letting these guys just get by with this, is he?
No, and you know he shouldn't, because his mission, and still is today, is the truth.
Oh, amen. And, amen. You know what? If I had my bell in here, I'd be ringing it right now. That is his message, truth. Amen.
It is. And, you know, and he had to call them out on that, because he walked the earth to speak the truth.
Yes.
To bring God's light to this earth.
That's right.
Where it's so lacking, and it still is. And, you know, here we have in today's market, we have this going on, and I can't fathom, because thankfully I've never experienced it, but I can't fathom being a new Christian and walking into a service at a church and seeing the biblical representation on the pulpit, and then turn around and see that person in society behaving in a totally different manner than
Absolutely.
What he's preaching to us and telling
Exactly.
us to do. I can't fathom it.
You
but
know,
I wouldn't want to have to answer for that.
Well, I believe this is the standard to which we are held when we are in the ministry. It is not okay to preach from the pulpit or preach from the radio or wherever, TV, against all kinds of stuff and all kinds of people, and the hate that comes from a lot of the pulpits across America is very, very distressing to God, I am sure, because a lot of it is based on this is sin, so we hate those people. They can't be a part of us, or whatever the case may be, whatever the issue is. And yet some of those very same people have been caught in tremendous transgressions morally, and financially, and all kinds of ways. Betty, talk to me about this. It's just, Jesus saw this for what it was, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And I think if we apply it to today, we look at it from a standpoint that Jesus said to love one another.
Amen.
He didn't say to judge their sin, that we are not the judges. We are not the people that are to condemn and destroy people. If there's a judgment time that will come before the Lord Jesus Christ. And when we stand before him, Pastor and Megan, we will answer for what came out of our mouth and what was in our heart. Because what goes in comes out.
We have to be
very careful of what we take in on a daily basis. So with God's commandment, love one another, that's what we've got to do.
Oh, amen. I'm going to take us back to Matthew 7 for just a minute, starting with verse 1. And I know we talked about this several weeks ago on the air, but it begs being repeated right now as we're talking about what Jesus was dealing with in Matthew 15. Let's go back to Matthew 7, 1. And I'm in the Message Bible, and it says, don't pick on people, jump on their failures, criticize their faults, unless, of course, you want the same treatment. That critical spirit, and that, boy, Jesus called it for what it is, that critical spirit has a way of boomeranging. I love it, the Message Bible. It's easy to see a smudge on your neighbor's face and be oblivious to the ugly sneer on your own. Do you have the nerve to say, let me wash your face for you, when your own face is distorted by contempt? It's this whole traveling road show mentality all over again, playing a holier-than-thou part instead of just living your part. Wipe that ugly sneer off your own face, and you might be fit to offer a washcloth to your neighbor. That's the first 5 verses of Matthew 7, and boy, are those powerful. Megan, you get the first chance at that stuff right there in Matthew 7.
Woo! You know, that is so, so right on, because the traveling roadshow, to me, it makes me think of a circus.
Doesn't it?
It's
circus.
Like, you know, people wearing these different costumes and
right.
pretending to be someone that they're not.
Right.
And that goes on. because you can't say that you love someone and then turn around and, you know, blasphemy about them to someone else.
Right.
That is ungodly.
Right.
And that's what that scripture is talking about.
Right.
Is don't go and try to clean up someone when you're dirty yourself.
Exactly. And these are the words of Jesus. This is not just some, you know, some other person's opinion. Jesus is saying, guys, don't judge, because you're going to be judged. It's going to come back and boomerang on you. Betty, talk to us about this. Right on stuff, Megan.
Yeah, very true. And I think one of the things that we need to realize is that we are to be, and we talked about this several weeks ago, we are to be the light.
Amen.
We are to be a light into this dark world.
Yes.
And I think that with the media and the social media, that, you know, you post something on social media or the news media gets a hold of it, and they have that boomerang effect.
Right.
Is that it's taken out of context. It's even like the Bible sometimes is being taken out of context.
Right.
Just to suit the situation.
Yep.
And once we come to that realization, is stop judging people. Stop. Let's see, what's that verse that says, if you were without,
yeah,
the first one who is without sin, let him cast the first stone.
Jesus said that in John chapter 8. Mm-hmm.
And we can't be judges here on earth.
Right.
That's not our job. Our job is to uplift the body of Christ. Our job is to pray for our pastors and the leadership of our church. And it just amazes me the people that I've known over the years that have judged people by the way that they dress, that they judge them by where they live. And I went to a church like this. You had to drive a certain type of vehicle.
Whoa.
And I mean, it was just, that was man's rule.
Yes.
It wasn't the way that Jesus wanted us to look at.
Amen. 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 Well, I'm going to pick on you, Megan. I know I can hear Zoe Grace playing back there in the background. That's all right. Is she okay? Is she good?
They're great. It's brother and little sister.
Brother and sister, Andrew and Zoe Grace going at it. All right, you guys go. Okay. This second sentence or third sentence, I guess it's second sentence in the Message Bible here in Matthew 7, chapter 7, verse 1. It says that critical spirit has a way of boomeranging. It's easy to see a smudge on your neighbor's face and be oblivious to the ugly sneer on your own. And isn't this true of human nature, Megan, that it is so easy to find fault with everybody around us, but it's hard for some people to take any responsibility for their own actions?
Absolutely. It's a hypocritical spirit.
Yes.
And, you know, it's like, how dare you be of the Christian world, of the believer in God, and that you can walk around and judge and create blasphemy about other people.
Right.
But yet you are of the critical spirit. You're sinning yourself. And it's like,
yeah.
Don't you realize what you're doing? You're judging people. And it just amazes me how much it goes on. I see it all the time.
Oh, I agree with you. I see it all the time too. And I feel like Jesus points it out all through his stay on this earth and his 3 years of ministry. He is all the time pointing out the hypocritical, you use that word, and I love that word, the hypocritical behavior of religious people. And I believe, and I'm throwing this out, but I believe that a lot of our church attendance issues across this nation, because this nation has had a tremendous decrease in church attendance in the last several years. And I believe a lot of it has been this very core issue. People have seen religious leaders get up on TV and cry tears of being with their prostitute or swindling the money, and I didn't mean to, and I'm so sorry, blah, 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 and do all this. Yet few years later, they're doing the same thing again, or maybe a minute later, they're doing the same thing again. Betty, do you want to comment on this? Because you and I, you guys were part of my church back in the late 80s, early 90s, when the Jim and Tammy Baker thing, not to mention their names, but that kind of stuff happened, and there were a lot of other things like this that we're talking about that happened in ministries, right?
Yes, and I think you and I talked about this a little while ago about how some of their actions tarnished.
Right.
Their,
tarnished. Yes.
They tarnished their image at that point in time.
Right.
But then thought if they waited a few months or a few years or however, they could come back even stronger.
Right.
And, you know, God has a way of getting to us.
Uh-huh.
So that we understand that what we're doing is not, I'm kind of lost my train of thought, but he sees us for who we
yes,
are.
Yes, he does.
He looks at our heart. He wants us to be truthful. And I think that a lot of times when we have a tarnished image about us, is that God can forgive that.
Absolutely.
But the one thing that we have to remember is don't pick it back up and soft soap it, hide it under the rug, and think that you can continue to do it and still get away with it. Because God,
that's right.
God is
that's
omnipotent.
Right.
He knows everything about us. And we just have to be so careful, because what happens is that we get so involved in the sin, the greed of maybe of money,
right?
The greed of power, the spirit of power, and we get so consumed with it that we forget who our master is.
Oh, I agree.
We forget who the savior of our soul is, and because that becomes part of the world. At least in my world, that's the way I look at it. We can't continue in the road that we're on, if we're on a road of sin, because God will find you and he will call you out.
Absolutely. You know, this is interesting that the show has kind of taken this turn. Of course, we never know what God's going to do, so we just have a general idea of the scriptures and we just come and we let the Holy Spirit lead. And it's interesting. I recorded my very first Spanish show for our new station 2 days ago. And I was real excited about it, and it went very well. And last night, I was thinking about it and praying about my second show that I'm going to do this week. And God, where do you want us to go? And I woke up in the night, and this happens to me when I'm speaking Spanish a lot, that I suddenly saw these scriptures in Spanish. And here's what God was saying to me in the night. He was saying, John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Okay? There are religions out there. There are belief systems that want to take Jesus out of religion, want to take his death, his resurrection, all of that, and minimize it and say, God's in everybody. We're all the same. Everybody's okay. Everybody's fine. That's a New Age concept that is not from God. Okay? Jesus, this is one of his seven I am statements in the book of John, said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6. Anyone that comes to the Father, no one comes to the Father but by me, says Jesus. Megan, talk to me about this, because this is a deception in the New Age world that is going around there and in a lot of quote-unquote religions where the validity of Jesus, the truth of Jesus, the fact that Jesus is the only way to the Father, to heaven, that whole truth has been put down by so many New Age thinkers. Talk to me about that, Megan. Are you there? Okay.
Sorry, I was muted. I'm here.
All right, that's okay.
I truly believe that is from the devil.
Right.
That, you know, because trying to dismiss how great the Father is, how great the resurrection was.
Yes.
How great of a proof that it was to us humans.
Amen.
That he is real.
Yes.
That he is
yes.
alive, that he is still living. And how dare we dismiss that?
Right.
ever happened in our history is the resurrection of our Lord.
Woo! And amen.
That gave us and gives us the something to look forward to, that when we leave our body, that
yes.
we're not just gone.
Right.
We're going to heaven, people.
Amen.
We're going up in the big old beautiful sky. I don't know what it looks like, but I know that I have family members there, and I know that for the rest of my life, I'm going to be praising my Lord.
Amen.
And, to hear, and I've heard it from other people, that's not real. They try to dismiss it in whatever way that they can. But when you're dismissing that, you're hurting the Lord's heart.
Oh, absolutely.
You really are. Because look what he did for you.
Amen.
He had his own son killed. There is nothing of a greater pain to feel than to feel that.
Amen.
And for us humans to dismiss that as something that's trivial, it should be just utterly, it's disgusting.
I couldn't agree with you more. Mama Betty, what's your take on all this?
Well, I say ditto.
All right, ditto to your daughter. All right.
I can't talk what she just said, because it's so true.
It is.
Is that God sent his son for you.
Right.
For Pastor Marcia, for
yes.
Megan, myself,
right.
and all of our listeners. And one of the things that man has tried to do is make man's rules contradictory to the written word of God. And when they do that, that's where the distortion comes in. That's where they want their own beliefs to be what they think is from whatever obstacle or whatever person that they reverence besides Jesus Christ, is that nothing, absolutely nothing, can replace the word of God.
Amen. Amen.
It's infallible. It's the truth. It's the life. And
can I get an amen to that, Megan? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, go ahead, Betty. Sorry.
But that's what, and we've talked extensively about different arenas of the Christian network, of what has transpired over the years since, we became involved in your church in Newcastle.
Yeah.
And it's just it's time for the church to arise.
Amen.
It's time for us to seek the truth.
Yes.
And
yes.
Stand on it. Stand on it.
Quit. Woo!
Quit. You've got to either be hot or cold.
Right.
There is no middle. There is no in between. And I think that's what the Lord is looking for, is for people like yourself and Megan, who are extremely radical when it comes to the word of God. That
we're radical, Betty, and you're not? Yes, you are.
No, I'm very conservative anymore.
What does that mean? You're just as radical as we are.
I know. I'm trying to play you both. It takes people who believe.
Right, it does.
Who are faced up.
Right.
And understand that there is no other God.
Right.
That will get you to the pearly gates other than the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You can have your crystals. You can have whatever you believe in. You can have your little statues of a little man on a throne, whatever you have. But there's only one
Amen.
Man that sits on the throne,
Woo!
And that's my Lord Jesus Christ. And he is coming back, and he's going to come back for radical believers
that's
like
right.
you two.
And you.
And me, and my family,
right.
and all my animals.
Right.
Because the Lord loves animals. But we have got to get out of our boats. We've got to get out of the monotonous way that we have become and get on board, because Jesus is coming back, my friend.
Amen.
And he's coming back for those who believe, for those that preach the word, that love the word, that believe in him, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Oh, fantastic. I so agree, which takes us to this Casting Crown song, Face Down. And dear ones, that's where we need to be, face down before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
I try to find a new way to tell you, some way to show you what you mean to me. There's nothing new. I exhaust myself searching. The world just keeps turning. What else can I do? 'Cause I find myself empty and face down, having nothing else to cling to but need of love that only you can give. Face down, where I know that I belong, and I pray with grace that this world sees in me someone humbled and broken at your feet. I stand amazed, see the work of your hands. Still I don't understand why you would rescue me. An empty cross where you suffered and bled, overcoming my death, recreating me. With this freedom I will be face down, having nothing else to cling to but need of love that only you can give. Face down, where I know that I belong, and I pray with grace that this world sees in me someone humbled and broken at your feet. So I'm asking for your help, I just can't do this by myself. After all this life's been you and not me. Through your mercy now I see, brokenness is what I need. So I'll stay right here at your feet. Right here at your feet. And face down, having nothing else to cling to.
Praise God.
But need of love that
that's the answer. Face down before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Where I know that I belong, and I pray with grace that this world sees in me.
Amen.
Someone humbled
and broken at the feet of Jesus. This is what he desires for us. Humbled and broken, not feeling that we have all the answers, not feeling that we don't need a personal relationship with God because we're okay, we're getting by fine, or not buying the myth that God is in everyone. No, God is in you if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Betty and Megan, that's going to be my next Spanish show to be produced this week, and it's all about that is the only way. Jesus is the only way. Right here at Easter, it's a great time to emphasize this, don't you think? Megan, comment on all this, will you? Face down.
Well, you know, if we're not face down and surrendered to the Lord, then we're not giving him all of us. And here's a question for the listeners. When is fine, being fine, just not enough? When are you ready to be great? When are you ready to be happy again?
Amen.
When are you ready to excel in the things that you do?
Praise God.
Because I don't excel in my life unless I am humbled, unless I
yes.
am at the bottom of the, you know, I'm at his feet and being of that humble spirit to let him lead me through my day instead of me trying to control it myself.
Right.
And I've tried, and it's not been successful. So that's my question to people is, because when is being fine not enough for you?
Woo! Okay, Betty, you comment on that, will you, Mama?
Well, ditto.
Oh, my. There she's with her dittos again, Megan.
What's up with her today?
I don't know. I think you're just being so excellent that she's speechless, and that's so weird for her. Because she's never speechless. Never.
No, not Mama.
No, that's not necessarily true.
Okay. All right.
It's, you know, it all boils down to if you want to just survive, that's fine. But I know someone that can help you thrive.
Right.
And the main thing in life is what goes in must come out.
Uh-huh.
And that's why it's so important that we are face down, that we are praying, that we are asking for guidance, that we're asking the Lord.